Do you worry about not attaining perfection? Have you ever been in situations where you've completed a task to the best of your ability, yet there's that nagging, persistent feeling deep inside making you feel as though it still wasn't good enough? Do you keep feeling as though it wasn't absolutely perfect? If so, it can cause you to question your ability and wonder what else you could have done to make it better. Perfectionism can cause extreme worry and fear about not getting it done right. If you worry about not attaining perfection, you need to stop. Attaining to be perfect all the time can cause you nothing but misery. Don't forget that you are human. Do you have to be reminded that you are only human and that all humans make mistakes? It is absolutely impossible to be perfect all the time, so stop trying to be. You must be willing to understand the unavoidable inadequacies of yourself and others. Rather than focusing too much on who owns the blunder, concentrate on getting a rational solution. Acknowledge it, fix it, and set off to do better next time. Perfectionism can permeate every cell of your being and feed your fear of making an error, making you worry about potential mistakes that can be made. You have to remind yourself that it is okay to make mistakes. If you are in a continual state of worry about what might happen, you don't and can't make the best decisions. If you have a fear of not attaining perfection, you're greatly less capable of handling the consequences of tasks not done to your standard, or ones that result in undesirable outcomes. The process, not the outcome. Normally, we are prone to attach the accomplishments and letdowns in life to our feelings of dignity and pride. When we do well in a tough job, we feel that sense of triumph that lifts our self-image and confidence. Conversely, when the result is below what we expected, we have adverse feelings and emotions. We may feel inept and undeserving of our objectives. Cliché as it sounds, the process of the journey is actually more rewarding than the outcome itself. It is in the process of doing things that we learn, understand, and gain insights. Reaching the goal is the triumphant part, but it is during the hard tasks of our labor that we grow. However, if you don't reach your goal feeling as triumphant as you had hoped, at least be happy that you made it. That is what is most important, not how perfect the end result was. Acknowledge that you got it done and move on. Leniency for growth and process. Personal evolution is in itself a process. There are no instantaneous miracles for you to be able to change yourself into a perfect person. All personal growth takes time and is a process. If you're a perfectionist, you will have a low tolerance for things you see as taking too long to complete. You must be persevering and reserve your verdict until a reasonable amount of time has elapsed. Otherwise, your lack of objectivity and relevance will cause you to too quickly declare that you're not getting the results you want, which can lead you to give up so that you don't have to face failure. You need to appreciate the process of steady growth and develop the patience needed in order for your goals to materialize, regardless of how imperfect the progress or intermediate results may be. To do that, you need to stop worrying about not attaining perfection. Nobody is or can be perfect. Always remember that nobody is or can be perfect. Accepting that you cannot be perfect lets you embrace your imperfections. Your imperfections are what make you distinct and special in this life. If you feel like you are completing things and moving, but never relishing anything you have done, you need to step back and reassess what you are doing with your life. Worrying too much about perfection is a hopeless effort. Perfection is impossible, so why lament about it and get sick because of it? Abandon perfection and focus on loving life each day. It will diminish your stress levels, boost your contentment, and will make you the kind of person that you would want to be friends with.